Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It is.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. Tonight is Karma Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. Also, we have our urban therapy, where we'll take your problems and we'll solve them. You dig? So I'm just Iman, so you can connect with us on all social media. You can get all the information that you're going to need at monsterusradio.com. Go over there. You can connect with us on social media, whatever you need. You need monster gear. You need to know about where the events are. Whatever you need, go to monsterusradio.com and you will find it. So let me go ahead and check in with my road dog over here, Miss Unbelievable. What's good, Mama? How you feeling tonight? You ready to vent with us? Hello.
Always ready to oofah, oofah.
right. And remember, people, when we start spinning this music, it's not about your ass dancing around. It's about you releasing that stress. So when you say the cuss word, Sam out loud, that'll make you feel good. So I don't know what tonight. I'm kind of in a good mood. Let's see, can I find something to complain about? I don't know. I mean, you got something that you might want to vent about tonight?
Man, I just been monstrous all day. Like, seriously, I just been feeling good. Like, I mean, I was trying to figure it out. I was like, what can I vent about? Like, today is vent day. I ain't got nothing to vent about. It's fucking monstrous for me right now. So, if you play something, we probably can figure something out. Not to vent about, but just to, you know, woo-saw and talk about. You know what I'm saying? Maybe switch it up.
Don't have
to vent about it, but just, let's just talk about it. How about that? Let's talk about it.
Right. All right, well, we'll see what it is. But you know how we do it. We get into some music first. All right, that's why he's Innocent Pat. And you know, I keep all the hot remixes. Don't nobody got remixes like me. I'm just saying, monstrously, I do what it do. Or I should say, we do. Oh.
Well, that's exactly what a nigga came for. You throwing shots from afar. I'ma meet you at your front door. So hard to be doing what you really meant for, beauty. But don't I make it look easy? Don't I make it look good? Hey, now you drink up all my liquor. Come on, what I'm supposed to do now?
Hey,
you talking all that.
Mama pay for. You need to put that out if it really ain't cash though. So hard to be doing what you really meant for. Spread love. Don't I make it look easy? Don't I make it look good? Hey, man, you smoked up all my weed. Come on, what I'm supposed to do now?
The
baby got way too much ass. Come on, you gon' have to back it up. If I get too hot now.
up, I'm for real. I'ma never come down.
I'ma never come down. You might not ever come down.
Let me get down.
Oh, you might not ever come down.
Let me get down.
Them panties going hammy and then let me skirt. What's the topic of discussion? I'll be flying to the nookie in my hoodie, hit the pussy, icky, icky. Seven figures like your digits, we can travel off your pivot. Drop Mercedes from your Civic, see me ballin', bitches. You drank up all my liquor, come on. Now what I'm supposed to do now?
What I'm supposed to do now?
Oh, 1-7 now, bitches, come on. Now you gon' have to back it up. I say 3 grams, come get it now, sugar, come on. You might never come down.
You might not ever come down.
You are now listening to Karma Cafe on Monsters Radio Live, online radio worldwide. Keep it moving. Matter of fact, don't forget about Sunday. We're going to be at Bullwinkle's. Here's a guy right here. He came out to one of the nights. I don't think he rocked with us at Bullwinkle's yet, but definitely he blessed our stage. This is the type of artist that you're going to see coming to our style of events. Check it out. This is AOD 601 from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Hit up your boy. Let him know. Hey, homie, they playing you right now on Monsters Radio Live with DJ Monster.
They don't wanna see me make it. These bitches send me bitches naked. They don't wanna see a nigga with money, nigga with money. They rather see a nigga broke and dusty. I know.
But I'ma get a hit or some hit on.
I know.
Shit, but I'ma get a hit or some hit on.
I know.
But I'ma get a hit or some hit on.
Whether they like me or not, I'ma forever get guap. I'ma forever get knots. Nigga, ma give me good life. Going straight off the lot, pull a bitch at something called a lot. These niggas wanna see me fly, but it's something I just will not. Niggas can't fuck with that shit that I chop. I go harder than cook in the pot. Yo, bitch in my DM, she sending them shots since I make it to her to stop. They don't wanna see me at the top, but I had to sit back and watch. Pauline all in my pot, stay smoking on fruity like dots. But I'ma do some shit that these niggas can't. I'ma take they dream girls out on dates. I'ma put my dick all up in her face and in her waist and tell them niggas a head game when they're fucking great. Let's get it. They don't wanna see me make it, but these bitches send me bitches naked. They don't wanna see a nigga with money, nigga with money. They rather see a nigga broken dusty. I know.
But I'ma get a hit or some hit on.
I know.
Shit, but I'ma get a hit or some hit on.
I know. Nah,
but I'ma get a hit or some hit on.
Nah, money be calling, I gotta go get it. I know.
Flexing on the ground like nigga we made.
I know.
They steady hating, but we ain't watching.
I know.
You like the media man, cause we keep on watching.
I know.
Keep a boy like Tony Hawk. Try to run, but that ain't gon' hold.
That doesn't.
Yo, bitch, bad as she know it. What she do for me might do my thing, she won't do it for you. Montana, nigga. That hate shit, she ain't listening. All the pillow talk, she ain't listening. She too busy, man, she too busy, man. Tryna snatch at me that pussy.
It's going down in the DM.
This shit we do is unnormal. You basic, nigga, that's basic. Let's go.
They don't wanna see me make it. But these bitches send me pictures naked.
But naked.
They don't wanna see a nigga with money. Nigga with money. They rather see a nigga broke and dusty. I know, I know, I know.
Urban Therapy. you got problems. We gonna hook up tonight live on the air. Monsters Radio Live. Interactive radio on Monday through Friday. We're on 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And I believe that's like, what, 6 o'clock on the West side. So all right, some benching, talk about, you know, little things that, you know, might disturb us, or, you know, we don't always have to talk about bad things. You know, we can vent about some good things. You ever heard of somebody vent about something good? I'm just saying, it sounds a little excited, but I'm saying, you look at it like, climb your ass down, but you ever hear somebody vent about something good?
You know, seriously, very rarely. Like, you know how you call somebody and you're all in a good mood? And then you're telling them about your stuff, and it's all good. And then they start telling you stuff, and it's all bad. And you be like, how do you say, I gotta go?
Deuces. Yeah, I hate that shit. What's going on? What's going on to do for day outside? Let's do it. The weather's nice. The music's playing. Everything's popping on the radio. What's going on?
Oh, dog, shit ain't right right now. Can I buy
right?
A couple dollars?
Like, damn, dog.
Right.
Damn, dog, really? It's
going to bring us all broke. It's going to bring us both to the bottom of the lake. Okay.
Just bring us both down. It's very weird. Like, I think I've had maybe one or two conversations with someone where the whole conversation has been positive. Like, they telling me what they getting ready to get into. I'm saying what I'm getting ready to get into. And we looking like, okay, how can we help each other get into it? And you hug up like, man, that was a bomb conversation. And you feel just empowered to do and go. And you feel monstrous. You're like, yeah, I know, I know, right? And, yeah, it's very rare. But it happens.
No, I was just thinking, I said, you know how it be. Sometimes you get that one person that I call your ass on the phone. And you just look at your phone and go, oh, damn, not right now. Jesus, take the wheel. I can't deal with this right now. Not today. Not right now. Not right now. Not today. Jesus, take the wheel. Please. I've been.
But the question is, right, do you answer it? The question is, do you answer it? Or you be like, I'll catch them later.
I'm going to keep it 100. That's the sound I'm watching, motherfucker. Y'all know what it is. It'll ring four times. It'll go click. And then, please leave a message. I swipe your ass. You know what it is. Can you tell? Can you tell when people swipe you? I can.
You can. You actually can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it goes, when it rings, it goes to voicemail. You be like, and this is your reaction. No, that nigga didn't just send me the voicemail.
Right.
What? I just thought that motherfucker did. Like, what? Did you just send me to voicemail? I had some. And then it's very rare because sometimes it may be something good for the first time and you try to say something good for the first time. And you be like, but it's something good for the first time. And then you see a post on Facebook. Oh, such and such, such and such. And you'd be like, oh, dang, that's what you wanted to say? My bad.
Right.
My bad. That was good today. Oh, dang.
Yeah. Okay. Now, one of our calls has press one. I do got something else I do want to talk about here coming up. And just so I don't forget, I'm going to drop it right quick. One, I got a comment about the beer game.
Number two, I want to talk about sexuality groups on social media. Yes, I'm talking about the sex groups on social media. We're going to run down on that just a little bit. Let's check in with the person on the call right now. Carmen Cafe, 612-222. You heard that? I don't know what it says in here anymore. I'm not even in front. We got you on the line. Who we got on the air? It's time to say woosah.
It's Miss Alani on the line.
Oh,
and the reason why I called, because I just heard your comment, and I got something to vent about, because you talking about not answering phone calls, and I've been calling you all day, and you've been looking at that phone, not answering my calls.
Get them, daughter, get them.
So we're going to let the world know that you don't like to answer your phone, and you won't call back either. And I could have been dying in the bottom of the ocean somewhere. He didn't call back. Mm. He didn't text nothing.
What? Well, I'm saying, the shit you get when your kids grow up. We gonna take a breather. I need a drink. One more drink. Karma can't go to the therapy.
Win. Loose. Nigga, no, we winning. Nigga, team scoring.
One more drink. How you feel? What you think? One more drink. Man, if that girl give me one more wink.
Romance. Keep on drinking while I'm thinking.
Welcome back to Karma Cafe. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. We want you to press 1. Join in this conversation of not calling folks back when you see that number. Oh, no, no, no. So welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Now, oh, man. Elani. Wiping, y'all.
Yes.
What was you saying about your daddy, what he wasn't doing? And y'all on these prepaid phones, I'm telling y'all. Go ahead on. Elani, what was you saying? What he don't do? You be hearing that what?
He don't ever pick up that phone. Ever. I could be dying somewhere dead. He don't pick up. I call him like 50 times a day. He'll look at that phone and send me straight to voicemail. His excuse was he couldn't find his Bluetooth headphone.
What? Not that excuse.
She got me sounding so bad, like a misfit parent. Like, my gosh, she's talking. I called this guy. I called the dad. And he don't answer. And he's like, no, that don't be it. And, sometimes I'll be tired, man. I'll be asleep. It don't always be like that. And then, no, and
they
then,
ain't got nothing to say.
You know you're saying too much. You're saying too
right,
much.
Right, you know. You know,
you're
they say if you
something.
Tell the truth, like, they say, you know, if you tell the truth, you don't have to say right.
Nope.
Turn the music on.
At least we didn't get muted.
Right.
Wait for the music. It'll come soon.
I really need you to start answering your phone more. Because otherwise, I'll be sending every day.
But on a serious note, you guys, when someone is talking to y'all on a serious note, have y'all ever hung up on somebody? Like, when they out of pocket, like, have you ever just...
All the time?
She get it from her mom. I'm just saying, she get that from her mom. Yeah. okay, tell us why did you hang up on somebody while y'all was talking?
Why do I hang up on people? Let's see. There's multiple reasons. If I don't hear you know where you're finna get that hang up button. If you are yelling at me like I'm your child, you're finna get that hang up button. What else?
Ooh.
If we just sitting there both on the phone and you ain't saying nothing, I'm finna hang up on you.
Wow.
Wow. No goodbyes, just click. Wow.
No.
Right.
You could be doing something. You know, they might accidentally push mute on their thing. You know how you do that. You accidentally push mute. You sitting there talking, ain't nobody saying nothing. You be like, can you hear me?
Okay, fine. If you were muted for like more than 60 seconds, you should realize I'm not on the phone no more. 60 seconds max without no talking.
Wow.
Unless you tell me to hold on, then I'm going to hold.
Mm-hmm. But then how long do you hold?
That's a hold. Yeah, that's a whole nother one right there. How long is in the
How long
hold?
Do I hold? It depends what they told me they were going to go do. If they're clicking over to talk to somebody else, you got 60 seconds to get back on my line and wrap up that phone conversation because I was talking to you first. Now, if they said, oh, let me run downstairs, someone's at the door, you got 120 seconds, 2 minutes. To get back upstairs and pick up that phone. If you know you're going to be longer than 3 minutes, you need to tell that person you're going to call them back. Don't have nobody fill their phone and hold like they don't got no life. Some people don't, but I do.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, though. Yeah, you can't be clicking over and then just have me just sitting there. Like, for real, I was here first, my boy. Tell one of us
right.
got to go. Don't just have both of us just sitting here on hold. Or just sitting here waiting on your ass.
Hold on. You are the king of that, though. You will be talking to your daughter on the phone, and then you will go into a whole conversation with the person in the background like you forgot your daughter was on the phone.
No. You must
That's a whole
other
conversation.
I don't do that.
Yes, you did that to me a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Okay.
Daddy, I'm gonna need you to step it up, Daddy.
You remember that, but okay. Let's see,
Daddy, I'm gonna need you to step it up. No more arms. I'm gonna need you to step it up. What happened? What happened, dog? See, what had happened was.
She's too grown now for me to pull out my belt and be like, stop it. That's another story. Kids get too grown to put your hands on them. When do you stop actually whooping your kids? Because some of us be like 40, 50 years old, mama still be busting you in your forehead, talking about what I tell you. Be like, mama, I'm 40 years old. I don't give a damn how old you is. What I tell you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't care. I'm like, what did I say? And then I'll still get that look.
Right.
You will still get that look.
I wish we could put our parents on punishment. Because some of these parents need to be put on punishment, and they butt whooped.
I'm not going to say no names.
Look, I'm going to play another
song.
Oh,
she want to put you on punishment.
Really
oh, thanks.
Exactly.
She really made that. That was to you, dog. She was like, because he really need it. Like, nigga, you ain't listening. I'm telling you something today. You really need it. Go to the timeout corner right now. Timeout. Put that music on and go to the timeout corner. Take yourself there. Bye.
Woosa. New E-40. Rico Moreno. Woosa.
When I came in the game, it wasn't going to be a cakewalk. I wanted the money and fame. I told the Lord I'ma stop. Selling that candy cane for I get caught by a cop. Shackles and cuffs and chains might get set up by a knot. Got a couple of kids to raise, so it's a catch 23. Should I get a job or go back to pushing the D? Should I call my plug and ask him to front me a key? Should I get my recommendation papers for free? Got bounce back abilities, get back skills and ideals. Buy a food truck and start selling meals on wheels. Drive a tow truck so that it can help pay the bills. Create an app, get in the tech world and make some screws. Make a black ride and hit record and get a deal. Get out the trap, buy me a house on top of a hill. Sharp as attack, intelligent, humbleness, how I feel. Platinum plaques all on the wall, for real.
Yeah, I'm just somebody trying to really be somebody, yeah.
Money driven. I drink mango scotto, that's what I'm sipping. Take a swig out the bottle, I'm still ignorant. I smoke gelato like an immigrant. We'll read like a flapper's incinerate. Suckers can't stop us, we motivate. I got hustle in my bones and my body and my genetics. Wake up in the morning, do burpees and calisthenics. Hater try to hurt me, gon' need some paramedics. Might not make it through surgery, IVs and anesthetics. Fresh off the lot, not out the auto trade. My 2017 cost a half an acre. License, insurance, and registration on the dash. Guess the popo try to blast.
Look, I'm just a man who wants.
Ooh, yeah.
So if you ain't talking, baby, about me, don't get the hell up.
Look,
I don't need no one that don't got the paper cut. Yeah, I'm just somebody trying to really be somebody, yeah, with everything that I do. Oh, stop pocket watching.
Yeah, Woosa music, help you get your Woosa on. Relax, call in and vent. As you can see, it don't matter who you is, your ass will be put on blast. 424-243-9649, and make sure you press 1 if you want to talk. Tonight, we're back. Okay, let's see, where was we at before? No, we're talking about me. Let's start something else. Okay, what else we got to vent about? What else are we gonna talk about tonight?
That was quick, dog. That was quick.
I got some I got some politics if y'all want to talk politics. I'm starting to see a lot of people starting, you know, in the beginning, when it was the whole big race, everything, everybody was, well, not everybody, because obviously this motherfucker won, but Trump was bad news. People was against him. You dig? A lot of people was very vocal about it. Now, some people that used to be really against him now are saying things almost like the kind of sway, saying he's kind of doing some good shit. So, I mean, if y'all want to talk politics, that's some politics we can talk. Let's see, what's some inside news? Let's see. I forgot. There's an artist right now. He's a rapper, dude. I think he got like a whole gang of kids. But this whole thing to me is, and bear with me, like all his kids are starting to be like 3-4 months premature. You dig? So he has 8-9 kids, and a lot of them are coming out premature. I mean, what could be causing these type of things? And what are we doing as young people, young parents, to make sure that, you know what I mean, that we do four turns to make sure they have healthy babies and things like that? Maybe some of the OGs need to start to step in and say, look, mama, this is how you have a baby. Did it? That's entertainment news. Is there anything else that y'all know about out there that we could vent about or vent positive or negative? As long as we're not talking about me.
Well, you did mention, I have a question. How old is too old to have, you know, those nude pics sent to your DM? Like,
ooh.
How old is too old? Like, and what if you don't want them and then they're there and you just like, why? Like, and then all the like there's like several like sex groups going on, and I feel a certain way about them now compared to 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
okay.
So I'm like, am I getting old, or is people in the same spot? Mexico,
things that make you go, Okay. You might got a couple topics over there, Ronnie, you might want to bring up right quick, and then we can just shift on. Something other than me, though?
No. No, you're always going to be my topic. I have a question. Why do men, they say they want a certain type of woman, and when they get that woman, they don't know what to do with her.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Okay, wait. I didn't hear
hallelujah.
That all the way. I didn't hear it all the way.
Okay, so you men ask for a certain type of woman. She got to do this, I want this, that. And when y'all get that woman, y'all do not know, A, how to keep her, or don't know what to do with her. But y'all got her.
Hallelujah. I will say that again. Hallelujah, Lonnie. Hallelujah.
I'm going to say woosah first. Well, I'm going to say like this, and this goes for men and women. It's pretty much a general thing, goes across the board. A lot of people talk about what they would like to have, what's ideal, but you never said your ass was ideal. You dig what I'm saying? A lot of people go, oh, this is what I need. I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. Well, think about what that other person is. Are you what they need? Are you all that? Sometimes it's not. A lot of people be out here flexing, acting like they all that, and that's why they ain't in a relationship, because they so much and the other person can't never maintain and keep up, and nobody's right doing righteous and ain't nobody good enough. That's bullshit. Your ass ain't right. You dig?
But then why?
About, oh, yeah,
but then why? But then why approach? Why say I need all this and I need all that? Not, like Alani was saying, I need this, I do that. Then why even waste time approaching if you know you not that man and can't do it?
Exactly.
Probably for the same reason why these motherfuckers be out here driving in these fancy ass girlfriend cars. Knowing that's not your problem, but you can try and press everybody else with it. For real. Same scenario. Get it? Same type of person. It is what it is. Hey, I can't sugarcoat that one. It is what it is. Same type of person. Some people always want to act like, oh, da da da. No, 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 no. Not going to work. Not on me. No, no, not going to work. We got another question. Look, I'm knocking them down. As long as they're not about me, I got good advice.
All right. So, like I was saying, bring it back to, you know, the sex groups. At 40, do you, or 30 or 35 or however old you are, do you feel the same when you're a little bit older, or do you think that people just need to grow up from it?
I have no comment for that.
Younger
I'm
age.
Still young.
I was going to say, I want to take the younger crowd on that one. And all right, Tina, you say you're still young. You don't know yet because we're talking about the older people. All right, I got one that throws a loop for you. Okay? What if you go into these little groups, these little sex groups, and you see one of your parents in there? You and one, now here go your daddy. That says how much long I'm trying to get it in.
Well, the type of me relationship mean you not have. I'm going to say something. You know I'm going to say something.
What do you say? Do you say it in the group, though, or do you inbox them?
Oh, yeah. I'm about to blast in the group message. Yeah, so the world can see that you ain't supposed to be in there.
My kids would embarrass me, too. My kids would embarrass me. They'd be like, Mom, you need to get up out of here. I'd be like, all day. But that's funny because I see some, because I work in a school system, but listen, I see some of the kids' dad, and I'm like, oh, snap, I got to roll up out of here. I don't want to be seeing TT and cousin them, and I be going to school, and I got to look at you in your face, and your daddy talk about how he, get this chick last night. No, that's just weird. I'm just like, that ain't right.
Or look, y'all having a parent-teacher meeting, and then y'all recognize, hey, you in that group. And he's like, I see your picture.
Yeah.
And you're like, I see your picture.
Right.
So, awkward.
Moment.
I will be the type to go on there and say, Dad, didn't you forget your teeth in the water?
Oh, not the teeth in the water. Not the teeth in the water. Not the dentures. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Now, hey, in a group, that might work on your daddy. But that won't work out your mama, because all the dudes would be like, she ain't got no teeth. Huh.
Oh, she could. Yeah, that will work in his favor.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That will work in his favor. His DM will be full with pics and all kind of stuff. Yes, ma'am. That's an old person's desire. No teeth? What? She could take those out? She ain't gonna bite me? Oh, yeah. Hit me up.
Give her a whole new name. A whole new name. Jawbone.
Did you hear about that swingers party in Uptown?
Huh?
Uh-uh.
What is up with all these swinger parties going on lately?
They're coming to the cities. Before they used to be out.
Yeah, it's supposed
to
be a 2,000 people show out. It's supposed to be 2,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah,
wait,
it's an Uptown.
Hold up.
They're coming in the city, huh?
What the hell you know about swinger parties, Charlie? What you know?
It popped up on my Facebook.
Don't get the choking that. But you, it popped up on
I ain't going.
Facebook.
I ain't old enough to go.
Okay. We're going to let it ride.
It's 35 plus.
It's old folks.
That's about 3 days.
They sharing
yeah.
people.
Yeah, that's about 3 days too.
That doesn't mean you go, Dad. Let me find out you up in there.
Shit, I ain't gonna be up in there. Because
if you go up in there, I will embarrass you. Like, Dad, you gotta go take care of your 20 kids at home.
Aw, dang. She is just busting you out. But, like, seriously, you guys, those swinger clubs thingies ain't no joke. Like, that's top nasty. Like, top nasty up there. They get it in all.
Is it really nasty?
Oh, yeah, they're swapping. Oh, my God. You swapping. You switching. You swapping. And you're getting sized up.
to see if he like you, she like you. Oh, honey, now you are pieces of meat, especially when you're new to the game. You is meat. And they be like, oh, and then you go to this spot and go to that spot. You can share over there. You can share over there. You can share over there. You, they get down here. They get down there.
I do have to say, they do be on some freaky, funny shit, because one time somebody tried to get me, actually, you know, I've never been to one, but somebody actually tried to get me to DJ a party. You dig? We actually went, me and my other business partner at the time, we went, looked at the place. Everything was cool, copacetic, seeing the layout, and we put the DJ stuff here, Everything was copacetic until they said, the lady asked me, are you joining in? I said, oh, no, mama, I'll just be spinning. This only rotation my hips are going to be doing is up here on the ones and twos. Get it? See, after that, they didn't want me to come. Get it? I'm like, what the fuck? Now I can't get the gig. Shit, fuck that. Get it? So yeah. But yeah, that, I guess they do.
She was mad. She wanted to have some fun with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I usually do, girl.
All I could have told her was, yeah, good luck with that, but awkward. No, I wasn't going. No. Hell no. So all right, let's see. Where was we at? We were talking about the she went to swinging girls, we were talking about the, what's it called? All right, let's see, what else we got? See, we got like about 15 minutes left before we gotta play our last track. Let's see. So, all right, where we at and what else we got? What else we been about? Or are we still on that topic?
But the swingers topic. But let me tell you guys, though. And it's not nothing new, but let me just tell you. And it's just something that I know, not that I'm involved. They used to have them like in St. Cloud, and they used to be far out. So it's really shocking, Alani, to have them come into the inner cities because, you know, the things that they do is against the law here. Like, literally, like, all the oral sex and the things that they like to do, literally. I kid you not, they usually do it at hotels out far so no one knows because it's almost like a secret society because you'll be surprised
They usually rent out the whole hotel,
how many people, absolutely, how many people's involved. And they send it through emails, and they have their own type of internet access to the group. So I'm very shocked that they put it, like, on Facebook or, you know, on like social media like that. So, because they're usually like very secretive. Like, you got to know somebody to know somebody to know somebody to be up in there and to get the info.
Right.
They actually have it in a theater. It's not even in a club. It's an auditorium.
Oh, wow.
Auditorium.
Ooh. So what they recruit.
Yeah, I've seen another one that was like that a little while back. Next thing was downtown the app, as in on your phone, downtown Minneapolis. If you're not from the Twin Cities, we call Minneapolis the app. Anyways, they're not nothing new. But like you said, they're starting to be a lot more popular than they used to be. Like you said, it used to be very secretive. They would have to rent out like a hotel. It would be like that. There was a straight underground world of it. You dig?
Uh-huh.
So, but you are starting to see a lot more stuff of it. They're starting to disguise it. If you know what you're looking at, it's like some type of Illuminati type thing. If you know what you're looking at, you know what you're looking at. If you don't, you just think it's just some freaky sex shit. But it's actually the people who know, they know. So. Yeah.
And they're getting younger, like younger folks. I know they say 35, but younger folks are getting more involved in it now. And they're doing their own twist to it.
Oh, okay. I guess if you go, you kind of know what it is. I kind of think I know why it used to be like an older crowd, because, you know, younger cats are getting their feelings. Did they be thinking over there, oh, yeah, I got this one, I got this, I got that, I'm getting it in. Then he looks over and he goes, this motherfucker just stroking the shit out your girl. And she's just a snap squirting and, now his little young ass and his feelings. Now we over here boxing butt naked and shit with nightsticks and shit. and it's going down at the party. Fuck all that. Dude, ain't nobody trying to have that shit. Leave them young kids at home.
Please, that happened with the gold folks, too. Don't play. Like, mm-hmm. If you have any type of jealousy within you, you're going to be hot. If you are a jealous person, right. You do not join that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at least when old folks get to fight, they get to throwing house, get to throwing dress shoes and shit. You ever see that? I used to do that at the club before. OG, man. Get into a fight at the club. We all go outside. This motherfucker goes right to his trunk. The crowd is about to scatter. Like, oh, shit, he just popped the trunk. OG's about to let it go. OG went in the car, popped the trunk, went in his trunk, came out. Everybody's like, ah. You can just feel the tension. You hear people going, ah. Turned around, and beam, dude with a dress shoe. What the fuck?
Ooh, oh, wow.
Stacey Adams and give a nigga a stitch. I'm just saying, busted him with a dress shoe. At least when you're fighting with an OG. You might get athlete's feet in your eyebrow, but at least you won't go home shot. Yeah, I'm just saying. So I know I'm supposed to play some more music in here. What did I? Okay, yeah, let's see. Unbelievable. You had a, what you call it, today, didn't you? A request today?
I did. I had two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go ahead and drop those right quick. Let me see if I can find this right here. I think I got a remix on it, too. All right, matter of fact, I do. Here it is. This right here is Fat Joe, Remy Ma, and French Montana. This is all the way up. This is the L.A. remix. Do they got West Coast? I don't know. We're going to find out.
It's the motherfucking remix.
I love you.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, I'm all the way up, all the way up, I'm all the way up, nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
What you want, show it
what you need.
My next blunt game, we ain't never leave,
never leave.
Counting up money, we ain't never sleep,
never sleep.
You got B12, I got 12 B's. Got bottles, got weed, got my. I'm all the way up.
Show it what you want, I got what you need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Hey,
shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up.
Hey.
For my niggas with Bentley coupes and Rolexes, kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these bitches so reckless. Keep my hoes on cruise, I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off for new things. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her Ching. She called me Tasha, said yeah, I keep a few things. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings, and I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up, go all the way up, I'm all the way up, I'm all the way up, nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up, all the way up, I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
And I'm all the way up. And you can stay up.
And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
A bigger house, ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel Croc bag, shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine, lit it up, pop shit. I hit him up, I'm talking color money, purple yin and blue germ. I got brown lira, I ain't talking about Ross, bitch. I'm that nigga on Viagra dick. That means I'm on the way up, and you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high, hop in the helicopter, Uber. Go all the way up. Go all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
My niggas run the game. We ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money. We ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12. I got 12 V's. Got bottles. Got weed. Got
molly.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Hey.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. Hey.
All the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EDD.
Also by request, this is called Get Your Cash Up. Get up off your ass, go get some money, stop complaining, motherfucker. This is me and Slim Thug, Monstrous Radio. We're going to open the lines right after this. Woosah!
Get your cash up, get your cash up. Get your cash up, get your cash up. Get your cash up, go on, shake that ass up. Get your mind right, get your mind right. Your mama get your mind right. Papa keep your grind tight. Get your cash up, you gotta get your ass up. Better get your gas up, mash out and man up. You gotta get your grind right, gotta have your grind tight. You better get your mind right. We're inside on this limelight, out here we getting it, smashing through these lanes. Yeah, the real recognize real, and these fake ones complain. When it comes to these things, it will always stay the same. Yeah, she'll make you holler for a dollar, but she'll change for a ring. When you out here, you getting it, packing up and you shipping it. You driving around them funny cars, and they wonder how you getting it. When a come up, so come up, even if it's one up, and we ain't giving none up. Till the feds come and run up, just right back to this game. On bail with no shame, shit nobody said we were sane, or whatever was gonna change. And this game, real big game, always say the same. Yeah, you can have these things if you just don't complain. And
get your cash up, get your cash up, go on, shake that ass up. Get your mind right, get your mind right. Your mama get your mind right. Hey, papa, keep your grind tight. Get your cash up, get your mind right. Get your mama get your mind right. Hey, papa, keep your grind tight.
Get your cash up, go on, shake that ass up. Lap dance, that's a chance I can't pass up. Switch
swag up, Versace, my pad up. You boys getting paper, but you still can't pass up. I'm swagged up and I'm killing. Chrome arrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chilling. Ain't no need but no dealings. Man, these boys in they feelings. Mad about they broads. She wanna ball, who getting it? Not none of you frauds. About 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wallet. Don't trip, I got it. Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock BBS don't. And get DDS don't. Bad bitches keep it dropping. Sell away, just keep it popping. On one ain't stopping till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got him watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open. Let me see your inside.
So, we're about at the end of the show. Just don't forget, you can always connect with us at monsterusradio.com. We're also the only online radio with a playlist that you can fast forward or rewind. That's right. If you don't like the song, skip that motherfucker. You know, if you like it, run that bitch back. I'm just saying, monsterusradio.com. Go over there. You can find about events. Connect with us. You can find mixes. I got free mixes over there for y'all. You can connect with our featured artists. There's so much that can happen for you at monsterusradio.com. Don't forget to get you some Monster gear. Sunday night, we're going to be at Bullwinkle's. We're going to get it in. I believe all three of us most likely are going to be there. So you want to meet us, come out, take some pics. Make sure you do that at Bullwinkle's. Connect with me at monsterusradio@gmail.com if you need the info about the flyers, or connect with us at the Monstars on Facebook, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. So, let's see, anything we want to say on our way up out of here? Let's see, we'll go backwards, and then we'll also do our shout-out, too, with our last words. What about you? Did you put this in here, Lil Wayne, Miss Comment? Somehow in my board, it gave you a name. It gave you a name.
What? Me?
Yep. It says Miss Comment.
What did you
Miss what?
Miss Comment.
Miss Comment.
Yep, like comments. Like I got a comment to say. Yeah, that's what it says, Miss Comment. Okay.
Okay.
Look, you monstrous, you got your own name in the system. What the hell? I need to make some calls. I'm gonna call your mom. What's going on over there?
You got some last words?
You got some shout-outs there, Lil Wayne?
No. Have a blessed day, everyone.
My circle is
small. I don't mess with nobody. So no shout-outs tonight.
Just so y'all know, she get that from her mama. It is what it is. It's unbelievable. What you got for
tonight? I beg to differ on that one. My last comments are,
you know what? I caught that bullshit.
What? No.
Okay, I caught that. It is, okay, go ahead.
What? You see, you're making me forget what I was going to say. Nank, get your cash up. Get your mind right. And let's rock this new year out, monstrous. Woo, yes, Hunter, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
I had something else, but you made me forget it. You know.
Probably with something petty anyway. Probably saying, don't throw me under the bus. It is what it is. I'm glad to help out.
Glad you know, Jesus.
I might start doing this again. No, I'm just going to go ahead and get to it. All right, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. Shout out to everybody listening. tuning in, whether you called in and you didn't press one. I see y'all over there. You are greatly appreciated. But I definitely got mad love for it. If you like, comment, and share our link to try to get your friends and family to tune in to the show. Just don't forget we're on Monday through Friday. We might pick up some Saturdays and Sundays. And me and Little One, we were talking about we might even end up with a Monstrous Radio morning show. That's right, to make y'all mornings monstrous and get y'all ready for drive time and things like that. So all right, stick with us. Stay close. You'll find out a lot of things going on in the future. Don't forget, come check me out in the Monstars Sunday night. Bullwinkles, you don't know how to get there. Google it or hit me up, and I'll get that for you. Now, it's Thursday night. Thursday night. I don't know what goes on in y'all city, but here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and surrounding suburbs, we get it lit every night of the week. So if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Here's something right here, something new. This is Deadhead Dilly and Emmanuel Obama. It's called Going Crazy. Monsters Radio, Urban Therapy. MonsterUSRadio.com and request Dreadhead Dilly and Emmanuel Obama Going Crazy. Y'all have a good night.